the bottom line, the ceremony is proceeding. The license was cancelled, but immediately our lawyers have challenged that cancellation because, in our view, the cancellation was unfair and it ran contrary to the High Court judgment given by Justice Goa. But we are proceeding with the challenge of the High Court, of the Magistrate Court's ruling. However, we have made arrangements that the ceremony proceeds in accordance with the plans that were set already. So there will be the ceremony, and those people who are invited must come to the ceremony as per plan. And we also urge our supporters to come to the Glamis Stadium as per plan. This is because tomorrow President Tsvangirai is going to wed his chosen wife.
How do you respond to people saying that the Prime Minister is not getting the proper advice, and that with all that has been happening, he should be taking time out and perhaps postpone the wedding, let the dust settle, and take time to reflect on what has happened?
Well, President Tsvangirai is not such a person as to be deterred from what he wants by evil people in ZANU-PF who are trying to cash in on the things that they created. This is a sting operation. This is a well-choreographed operation by CIO, by ZANU-PF, to try to discredit him. We cannot postpone the wedding that we planned because some people want to destroy the Prime Minister. So we are not going to be deterred, and we will proceed with the wedding. So the wedding is proceeding. It is going ahead as per plan. There is absolutely nothing wrong that the Prime Minister has done. It is the ZANU-PF that is trying to engage into this smear campaign by using these people.
You keep saying ZANU-PF is on an agenda, but was it ZANU-PF that introduced the Prime Minister to these women?
No. Reports are not facts. Yes, there are many reports that have been generated against President Tsvangirai. And most of these reports are false reports. There are, of course, certain aspects of the report that may be true, but most of the reports are false, as evidenced by the dismissal by the magistrate of the application by this South African woman.
Did Prime Minister Tsvangirai marry Lokadia Karimatsenga in a traditional ceremony?
The answer is no.
So why did he send his lawyer with a $1 note to pay Gupuro to terminate the marriage?
That's why I said it is important to appreciate exactly what was happening and exactly what the lawyers tried to do. The argument before the court was that she has to be divorced in a customary way. And the lawyers said, if that is what you want, without prejudice to my rights, without prejudice to the argument I'm making, if a dollar is all you want, I can give it the dollar. But he was saying, he was maintaining that there was no marriage. And indeed, there was no marriage. The challenges on the court application that took place today is that the magistrate relied on a video, a copy of which we were given. We were given a copy that doesn't open. We were given a copy that doesn't play. And therefore, we very much doubt whether any such video existed. That's why we are challenging this thing. So there was no relationship between a marriage relationship between President Tsvangirai and the woman.
What's Elizabeth Macheka saying about all that has been happening? How does she feel about the nuptials tomorrow?
Well, they do understand. They do understand that this is being stage managed simply to spite them. This is part of a political plan that has been put by ZANU-PF to discredit the person of the Prime Minister. It is the presidential election campaign brought forward. They understand that. And for that reason, they are psychologically prepared for all this. And they are very, very strong, and they are proceeding with their arrangements undeterred.